Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Coaches can kind of win anywhere, and if winning is
anywhere,
the metric,
they can win it new places that they were not able. Right?
Yes, programs that are not historically built for winning. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
And now we should never be in the business of putting money or stock into what we think Lane Kiffin might do. He is truly. Truly an enigma in that sense.
Right. Like, I mean, you want him to stay, you don't want him to leave because you want the idea. I mean, are we in a situation, George, a year from today, talking about Lane Kiffin coaching Florida with Arch Manning as the quarterback? Like, is that happening? Or it's probably possible for that to happen in Oxford. I don't think it's going to happen.
I have no, especially the Arch aspect of that. I have no idea. No idea what's going on there. I don't think so.
There's a chance Arch could be. I think he could be at Ole Miss, but the thing preventing that is Lane Kiffin. So there's no scenario that they would both happen in Florida. But anyway.
I don't know. The way I look at it right now, I think Ole Miss has, at this point with Lane Kiffin, they've got a track record of not just investing in the program, but putting together a structure for him, with him, to succeed. Also at the same time.
But I do wonder, like, is it, though, can we give it the John Calipari? He's coming in, right? 9 days of Cal. He spent 9 years here, the 9 days of Cal, countdown on DailyMemphian.com. Memphis put the structure in for Calipari to be successful here. They put the money in for John Calipari to be successful here. But he still went to Kentucky. You know, it's a different time.
Yeah.
No NIL. But he still left to what would be still considered easier to be successful at Kentucky than it would be at Memphis. Memphis still had a lot of obstacles. Does he feel like Oxford still and Ole Miss still has are there obstacles down there that he would not have at Florida if he sold what he believes to be a successful path to being successful, or victory, if you will, in Gainesville? I don't know.
I mean, if we're looking at recent history, it's pretty clear for me to say no. I don't think Florida is such, you know, in a much better position right now to provide that.
More successful at Mississippi State.
Right? Like, is that not a situation where Jeffrey keeps saying, hey, show your work?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, now we're talking about how many consecutive coaches at Florida not getting it done over, I mean, essentially since Urban Meyer.
Look, when Cal comes into Kentucky, he's picking up Kentucky, some rough times up there in Kentucky. So, I mean, it's I don't know how similar we are to the old days pre-NIL versus how new are we? We think we know what the NIL era is like. We think we know what the college football playoff 12-team era is like. But we're still so early in the infancy of both of these.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to make their own decisions. I agree with you that I think he would stay in Ole Miss. Things seem to be going great there. Things were going great for Cal, though, here before he went to Kentucky. So does the bigger brand name and the bigger spotlight matter to Lane Kiffin, or they even offered him the job. So, I mean, they're not, but we think they're interested. Like, we're just assuming they're interested, or what's going on here?
From what I've heard, they are definitely interested. And at the same time, I mean, we all know the guy. We all know the agent.
Yes, who I saw walk out with him on Saturday, I believe. Was he not there where the bike by his side coming out of the tunnel, I felt like?
Oh, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Wouldn't shock me if it was. It wouldn't shock me.
I saw him. I might not. I could have been wrong. I was watching the game when he came out of the tunnel.
That's the, hey, buddy, we're getting you a little bit more money one way or another.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Oh, absolutely. But no, but for Ole Miss's sake, you know, for our sake here in Memphis, I hope Lane sticks around, because it's been fun so far. He's done an amazing job there. But you're crediting the university in a lot of what has happened.
I think you would have to. I mean, and just look at the way they've also done a similar thing with other programs there. I mean, I have to put a lot of credit and credence into the work that the athletic director, Keith Carter, has been doing. I mean, the men's basketball team is in a better position than they have been, God, forever. Look at the baseball program. They just won a national title not a handful of years ago.
Right.
Women's basketball is up. Everything at Ole Miss is up right now. Now, from what position? Sure, you could say that there isn't the history there of the level of success that they're seeing, but with the current administration that's at the university, all the programs are clearly well-funded enough to be put in a place to succeed.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, be right back. We've got, there's no game day. There's possibly no college football playoffs for the Memphis Tigers. We'll know on Saturday. But there is an NBA season tipping off on Wednesday at FedEx Forum. We've got some Grizzlies news to go over and more when we come back. You'll listen to Jeffrey Ryan Company here on 99 FM ESPN. CJ Hurt from Grind City Media will join us coming up later on this hour, but it is time to do a little something we do every day on this program. Let's get to the list. All right, John Morant. Breaking news within the past hour coming from Grizzlies Media, Drew Hill, Chris Harrington, everybody out there at FedEx Forum reporting, according to Coach Isolo, that John Morant will in fact play on opening night. There's the good news we've been searching for, George, since Saturday, right? We've been needing some good news. The Grizzlies the injuries don't look great, right? We're expected to have Jaren Jackson Jr., right? We're going to have him. We're going to have Ja.
Oh, yeah. Jaren was playing in a preseason already. So.
Right, so he's back. But we will not see Scottie Pippen Jr., who's out now for probably 12 weeks. Not sure exactly. He's got another one of those toe injuries. This one with a very long word to describe it that I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
I was looking.
But it is his left big toe. So it's not, you know, is
sesamoidectomy?
Is he left footed or right footed?
I've never seen him play soccer, so I really can't tell you.
There's no timeline officially from the Grizzlies, but ESPN reported it could be up to 12 weeks. Or Scottie Pippen Jr.
At least 12 weeks is what I'm saying. And I've looked it up. I figured out, the Google has helped out with what the injury/surgery actually is. It is a surgical procedure to remove one or both of the small sesamoid bones located under the joint in your big toe, typically to relieve pain from conditions like fractures or chronic inflammation. And I guess he'd been actually dealing with toe injuries or like toe issues or soreness.
Right.
For a couple of years now. Like, this is not a new issue that he's dealing with. He's just now able to look at it and have a doctor say, hey, this is kind of what needs to happen to make sure this is not an even longer term issue.
Not the best timing there. That news came right after the game in which Ty Jerome left, injuring his right calf. Now, he seems to be doing some activity today out at the Grizzlies practice facility. I've seen some reports on social media that he is I don't know if he's on a bike or what he's doing, but like he is there. It doesn't seem like they're hiding him.
No.
Or his injury is too much for him to show up to work today. So Ty Jerome not nearly as bad, but the Scottie Pippen Jr. news is bad. However, let's not let this overshadow the fact that opening night, you know, you got to be grateful for what you have. That's what I've been saying a lot today. Yes, sure. Nashville's going to have game day, George. But you know what they don't have? They do not have a home NBA game happening this week. There's not an NBA game happening in Nashville this week or next week or the next week or the next week or the next week or the next week after that or the next week after that. As somebody who grew up in this town without a professional sports league, it's very important to people who don't understand what life was like before 9/11 or understand what life was like in a city without a professional sports team. You do not want to experience what life was like without a professional sports team. And I'm not getting into that gloom or doom, but I'm just saying it's an exciting thing that we still do have. And John Morant is maybe the most the fact that some people might be, you know, old enough to remember what it was like for the Grizzlies not to have a star like John Morant. But like John Morant, the biggest star the team has ever had, with his own sneaker, and he's playing on Wednesday night, and the Grizzlies earlier today announced the Grizzlies Wednesday night home opener against the New Orleans Pelicans, right? Here at FedEx Forum, tipping off the season is the 25th anniversary season for your Memphis Grizzlies. The first 5,000 fans on Wednesday will get a very cool shirt that we got a chance to preview this morning. George, why would you describe this shirt?
It's a really cool graphic on there. I mean, it's got, turn that around for me so I can.
It's not your average
giveaway
shirt. It's a black shirt.
Black t-shirt. You've got the teal. You've got red. You've got the Jaren. And is that Jaw on the other side? Yeah, Jaren and Jaw on the front.
You've got the red and teal. Yeah, Jaren and Jaw clear on the front. You got some of the legends of Memphis Grizzlies past. From Jason Williams, Tony Allen, Mark Gasol, Zebo, Mike Conley right there together, the core four at the top. Pau Gasol, Shane Battier is on there.
It's a really cool shirt.
Elliot Perry on the bottom. Knight. Yeah, Elliot Perry. And we got Elliot here and Brevin there and Rudy there. Rudy Gay's Tayshaun Prince involved on this shirt.
That's a really, it's a really, really cool shirt.
The 25th anniversary show. You got to be one of the first 5,000 in the door at the Forum this week to see that. You don't want to miss. We've got the Stax Music Academy doing the anthem.
Oh, yeah.
On Wednesday, halftime, according to the Grizzlies, will feature two performances, including one from the rock band Shinedown with Memphian Zach Myers on guitar, and another one from Stax legend, Memphis legend Carla Thomas. Will be performing. I love it when the Grizzlies bring out the true living legends that we are just so blessed to have either still live in Memphis, spent some time in Memphis. She's 82. Had a hit. What year was that hit? Baby. We play it at Music Bingo all the time.
Oh, geez.
But Carla Thomas will be performing. Like, this is just, it's so awesome. Performing, the hit was in 1966. Is that 1966?
Yeah,
66.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure hopefully that is what I'm hoping we get to see that performed here on Wednesday night with Shinedown. Never thought you'd see that. Are they performing together? Is that what we're getting from this?
I'm not sure. Separate but performances? That'd be pretty cool.
It says two performances. Okay, two performances.
Yeah, two. Okay.
So we will have two different performances. It looks like on Wednesday, but also on the microphone, the Grizzlies for the 25th anniversary season, bringing back John Paul Stephenson, the original public address announcer, former Memphis radio personality. I remember listening to him on a different part of the dial here on the Memphis radio back in the day. But John Paul Stephenson returning. I think he returned at another point too. He had an interim role back in like 2016. So he left the Grizzlies to move to Houston and was the Houston Rockets PA announcer for quite some time. But John Paul Stephenson will be in the house, which is starting that we've been wondering if the Grizzlies are really going to lean into this 25th anniversary season. Cause this is the 25th anniversary of the Memphis Grizzlies. And with this release today, it looks like there's nothing more Memphis than what they have announced to be happening. This shirt looks really cool. And John Morant will be on the court on Wednesday night. That is the most important thing. So the Grizzlies have a chance to get off to a great start. Like waiting on Ja. I mean, this is expected, right? We were expecting Ja.
Yeah. I think we all
had minor sprain that he had.
The expectation. We anticipated this. I mean, it definitely helped matters when late in preseason we see him at shoot around, we see him at practice, we see him involved, even if he isn't getting on the court for preseason like Jaren did, which that might be the even bigger surprise is the fact that Jaren is not just back already,
right,
but participating in actual game action during the preseason.
Right, that's great. So it's going to be when we started the show today, I was like, I don't know how familiar this crew is going to be out here on the court. But now we've got confirmation that Ja will be suiting up. So get your tickets now for the home opener. Wednesday night basketball is back. Be grateful for what you got here in Memphis. We've got an NBA team here, and they will be tipping off. Nashville does not have an NBA team. There's no way, you know, Memphis can lose to UAB every year. But that's not going to take the NBA team away, right?
Sure won't.
It won't. All right, so let's keep going. Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan will not be suiting up on Wednesday night, but he will be on TV tomorrow night. So the NBA season officially begins Tuesday night, the return of the NBA on NBC. And John Tesh's Round Ball Rock is back. But one of the big differences that we're going to see in this, the return, it's been how many years since we've seen the NBA on NBC, but is Michael Jordan is going to be on the broadcast. And we got a teaser of it during football last night because Tirico threw to some clip. So how is MJ going to be involved? We knew he wasn't going to be sitting at a desk like Charles Barkley or, you know, and doing, you know, true commentary, instant reaction to games. So it's apparently going to be pre-taped segments that they're calling. They have names. This is what it's going to. This is absurd. But it's called MJ's Insights to Excellence, is what they're going to call the segment. The segment has a name: MJ's Insights to Excellence. I'm going to come up with a new Monday segment on this show where I give my insights to excellence. But I mean, MJ can give some insights. He was definitely excellent.
Sure. Absolutely.
But anyway, so it's going to debut Tuesday night. Apparently going to be a sit-down format. We're going to have Mike Tirico doing pre-taped segments with Michael Jordan, talking, I'm assuming, about the current day basketball. Now, whether we'll see they'll hand Michael Jordan an iPad for him to watch clips on and react to, like we all loved back, you know, during COVID, on watching his documentary. And that wasn't his documentary. It was the Bulls documentary, right?
Yeah.
But or how it will go. It's not going to be. Are you excited about this, George? I think it's great to see Michael Jordan involved in present day NBA.
Yes. But is it also fair to say that this format and the way that it's looking like this is going to go is a little bit underwhelming?
Well, we're going to see it.
We're
going to see it tomorrow night.
But
on the NBA on NBC. But I feel like, well, it seems very prepackaged.
Yes.
Controlled.
Yes.
It's. Like if there's a disaster and the politician releases a pre-taped video message versus does a press conference, it's like we kind of want this. It's like you control it way too much. What are you cutting out? You know, as people who were doing live radio, right? We found out 90 minutes before we went on that Jeffrey's not going to be here today, right?
Yeah,
and we're just here on the radio for 2 hours. But Michael Jordan was going to want it very controlled. Like, and be able to, if he says something he doesn't want to be on there, we'll probably be able to say, hey, cut this out. Versus like on Inside the NBA, Charles says something ridiculous. Just roll with it.
Yeah, it's still hitting the air.
Right. It's still going to go on. So it's a little bit, it's underwhelming in that way. You're really going to wonder if we're going to see anything enlightening from this. But
I think that's my biggest part of it is the fact that, you know, like you mentioned, it's going to be prepackaged, all of it. It's in a way going to be kind of hard to tell what of it is, you know, what's actually going on for Michael Jordan in terms of what he thinks about the current NBA, if that's even what it's about.
I mean, I guess it's got to be about, right? What are they going to ask him about? The Bulls?
I have no idea. I mean, shoot.
You're going to ask about the 90s Bulls?
As far as we know right now, they could have just sat down, MJ and Tirico could have just sat
down.
Recorded
all of these, the whole?
Yeah, we have no idea. could have been like a media day type situation.
I mean, it's a boss move from NBC to be like,
we've got Michael Jordan.
Yeah. If they had Michael Jackson too, that'd be great.
That would be awesome. But no, not quite. Michael Jordan.
No, that would, really, if it comes to music, they got John Tesh. They've got a lot in place. But we'll see. It's better than not hearing from Jordan, because we haven't heard from him outside of underwear commercials. Really, right?
Since he was an owner of a team and
he was speaking. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that one.
Yeah, that not so well. Can't wait to get his insights on the Wizards and the Hornets and
Charlotte might actually be pretty fun this year.
Which one of Michael's? So Charlotte, are they the best of his three former teams?
Right now, maybe. Yikes! Might be actually. Well, I mean, thinking about it,
the Wizards almost moved to Virginia. All right, well, so I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to see it, right? Because it's something different. Because we're like,
right.
All of what they seem to be doing here on the NBA and NBC or what leading up to it is like they're doing stuff we've seen before. We just haven't seen it since the 90s, right? They're doing like retro presentation of the NBA on NBC. Like we've seen all of that before, but we've never seen Michael Jordan as a basketball analyst. We've never got his thoughts because really when he retired, it was like, if you were the best, you did not do that. Like you just didn't...
Right.
It's for whatever reason. He kind of always, to me, put in my mind, like, you know, Michael, he's too good to do that. He's got enough money. He could do commercials. He doesn't need to tell us what he's thinking about basketball. He kind of went into a role that was like a president, right? A president that doesn't comment on the future, the current presidents. Like,
yeah, it's just...
like we're in retirement. I was the greatest of all time. I am the greatest of all time. You do not need comments from me. Let them play. Let them try to be as good as me, but they're not going to be. My work speaks for itself. But we're going to see Michael Jordan on television. Let's see. We'll see CJ Hurt coming up in a moment, but one more. Let's see. Let's put, Sabrina Carpenter. Okay, so Sabrina Carpenter was on the list of potential Super Bowl halftime performers. And I thought maybe she's not famous enough yet or not, didn't have many hits yet. But I peeked in on that Peacock app. You know, you got to have the cock, right?
Have to. Well, now we need it for NBA.
We need it for the NBA as well. So I was watching SNL this weekend. She was the host and musical guest, George, which you know when you're the host and the musical guest, like that takes some skill.
Big shoes.
So she did double duty and a great job doing both. But like her music performances were especially intriguing to me because she did miniature like music videos for each one of her things. One of them involved karate, like this that she was singing along to like some martial arts going on. it was cool, right? So like she took the opportunity that she had. She knew she had a big opportunity, a big stage in SNL, and did two miniature like music videos for both of her performances. So I'm like, okay, this girl's got it. I would like to see what she could do at the Super Bowl. And that's why also I think Bad Bunny is going to be great because I think he is going to approach it from a creative side that is very important. You got to get the person who's approaching it from the idea of this is an opportunity. I know a lot of people are going to be watching. What would be cool? Or would it be cool if I did this? Or would it be cool if I did that? And I think we're going to see that from Bad Bunny, even though many of his songs may not be recognizable. You're not going to need to recognize the song if the performer is putting on a show that is so amazing. You'll be learning the songs and listening to them on Spotify the next day if the internet's back up and working by then. Because apparently... Internet's having some struggles today. Yeah. But anyway, so Sabrina Carpenter, I think she's a contender now for me for the Super Bowl the next year. She's one of my picks. All right, we're going to take a quick break. CJ Hurt, we're going to find out how CJ reacted. We heard Ja Morant is playing on Wednesday. We'll get his official reaction to that and more when we come back. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company here on 929 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Finn. All right, it is 3:30 on a Monday, which means we're being joined by Grind City Media personality. He is the CJ Hurt in the Jessica Business Show with CJ Hurt. He is joining us now. What's up, CJ?
What's going on?
What's up? What was your reaction when you heard that Ja Morant was going to be playing on Wednesday?
I figured that that would be an announcement coming because they've got so much bad news. They've got so much injury news, unfortunately. So much recent injury news as well recently that I figured that they try, Grizzlies PR would try and throw that out there just to get the energy and the vibes back right around the franchise and around the start of the NBA season, man. So, but it didn't surprise me, but I'm glad that it got announced so we can talk about something good from an injury standpoint happening to this franchise instead of, you know, the Scottie Pippen Jr. And we still don't really know what's up with Jerome. And, you know, Brandon Clark and Zach Edey are still going to be out. So it's good to get some good news every now and then.
What do you think about Scottie Pippen Jr.? Any thoughts about that injury? That news broke over the weekend as part of a very deflating weekend of Memphis sports news.
I think I was coming back. It did happen Friday or Saturday. If it happened Friday, I was kicking it in Disney World. If it happened Saturday, I was on the way back. So I didn't learn about that until I got back on Sunday, man. And you just prayers for a speedy recovery for Scottie Pippen Jr. That's somebody who's a playmaker for them and a playmaker for others for this Grizzlies team and a facilitator of the offense as well as being a really good point of attack person defensively, right? Like Scottie Pippen is good at getting hands on ball, deflections, and off the dribble. And so not having that on the perimeter makes this Grizzlies defense all the worse defensively ahead of the season. So you just hope they get him back as soon as possible and that he's able to make a full recovery from the injury.
All right. Well, you mentioned you were at Disney World. You were texting your pictures from that. Were you hanging out? Did you stay at Desmond Bane's house when you were down there at Disney World? Where'd you stay?
I called Desmond Bane and he didn't answer. I should have tried to get in touch. I should have reached out to somebody who actually hangs out with Desmond Bane or knows Desmond Bane. Be like, hey, you think Desmond could get me extra access to the Disney's park? Because I've never talked to that man. But I've been thinking I'd try to use that connection.
You're just going to crash at his house and save, you know, you're going to Disney, it's an expensive experience.
Oh,
you can save on the room.
Expensive.
That would be a lot.
Oh, my goodness. The room was at $1,500. Let me tell you about this room. So I got a Hilton Honors credit card. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get all of these points from the card and then I'll use them for stays on a Hilton property, right? And so I racked up over the course of 2 years, and I got the card specifically for this trip. We started preparing for this trip like 2.5-3 years ago. So I've had this card about 2.5 years now, and I have not used the points on the card, and I had about 180,000 points on this card. So I'm thinking, surely, if this is 60,000 points a night for a stay at a Hilton property, that's going to get me at about 3 nights. And that felt reasonable. 60,000 felt reasonable. man, it was like half of a day. So I had all of these points, and it only knocked off half of the cost for one day at the property. I was like, what the hell are we doing, man? Why is everything so expensive? And then you get to Disney World, and it's the most magical place on earth, and it's a whole lot of fun, don't get me wrong, but they make you pay for everything there. So I paid I paid all this money to get into the park. So I pop up to the gate to go to the park, and they're like, okay, great. Are you staying on the resort? I'm like, no, why are you asking me that? Like, oh, okay, cool, it'd be $35. $35 for what? For what? The park? Why didn't y'all include that in the fee? Also, why is it $35 million a park? Y'all are making $13 million a day at Magic Kingdom. A day you're bringing in $13 million. You can't make parking free. And then, so I don't have to stand in these long lines, I got to pay for the lightning pass. But, Kevin, the lightning pass isn't for all of the rides. And by all of the rides, I mean the one or two premium rides in the park. You got to pay extra money for that. Got to pay extra for that. And then if you want the true fast pass, you got to pay dang near a whole nother park ticket dang near. Like, come on, man. Goodness. So, they need a Disney World for broke people. I need to go to broke people Disney World.
I mean, they're definitely pricing people out. You know, that's at Disney for sure. What was something you liked, though? Can you give us a positive experience from going to Disney? I mean, you went during fall break. Everything's going to be expensive on fall break time. Even more expensive.
I loved it. Well, it's a downtime. And so we did the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, and that's a ride I've been talking the most about when people have asked, but it is awesome. It is great.
Oh, that's the newest. Play at Epcot.
Yeah, they play at Epcot. They play one of six songs. We ended up getting a really, really fun song. It's songs that most people know. And I don't want to spoil it or ruin too much for the listeners who are going and might not know that. But yeah, there are some songs that you can get, and it's awesome. So that ride was great. We did Tron, which was fantastic as well. Did
probably better than the new movie. Than the movie, the reviews not so great. All right, go ahead.
Last time I went, Splash Mountain was still a thing. They turned it into Tiana's ride. That was still very, very fun. So bright, so vibrant, so full of fun. That was the first ride that we went on when we got to Magic Kingdom on Monday, the first park we went to.
You got soaking wet in the morning?
Well, nobody was on in the front. We were in the third row, and nobody was large enough to create a big enough splash to get everybody wet. So we got off of that ride, and we were relatively dry.
Were you wearing ponchos? I don't like the people who go on these rides wearing ponchos. Like, either do the ride or don't do the ride.
Well, no, we weren't wearing no ponchos. Who has money for ponchos? I just paid $35 a park, Kevin.
That's true.
I'm never going to find that's actually recover cheap from this.
You're telling me it's $35 to park at Disney. I would think it'd at least be 40. I would put the over under at 40.
It's 40 if you want premier parking, which fits you closer to the park. But y'all, her legs.
Stay somewhere that'll shuttle you. Stay somewhere that'll shuttle you. You got to find the.
Yeah, that makes sense to do. The shows were great also. Love the villain show. Love Fantasmic.
Oh, it is Halloween time, Fantasmic.
Yeah, the villain show. It was, I don't know how familiar a lot of the listeners are, how familiar you are with Broadway musicals, but it sets up a lot like the musical Six, where it's bright, it's vibrant, the songs are really, really boppy, and you're trying to decide who the most aggrieved villain is. So that was a whole lot of...
What musical? 6-7? 6-7?
6-7! No, stop. What is wrong with the youth?
Hey, you know that's going to be a Broadway musical someday, you know? It's going to be.
6-7?
Yeah, it's going to win the Tony, I'm sure.
Hey, if it comes to the Orpheum, I'll be there to see it. to the arts in Memphis, man.
Hey, quick plug. Yeah, we're giving away tickets to The Notebook this week at Music Bingo on Thursday night at Slider Inn in Midtown. We got The Notebook musical's coming to Memphis at the end of the month. So, yeah. All right, but should we get talking back on track to talk about sports, CJ? Lightning round? You want to do
I'm riding, baby. I drove for like 21 to 24 hours to Orlando.
You drove?
I'm riding from now on. Man. Who can afford to fly in this economy, Kevin?
we should have. You know, I was down there near Tampa Bay. We should have carpooled. We could have saved even more.
We should have.
Did you stop at Bucky's? Did you stop at Bucky's?
Yeah, stop at Bucky's and Wawa's.
Wawa is fantastic, but yeah, I had never been to a Bucky's. I've been to Bucky's, but I went twice over my drive down there.
Bucky's is insane, isn't it? Bucky's, I've got the same feeling walking into Magic Kingdom that I got walking into Bucky's for the first time. this is special.
And there's just something special about clean bathrooms. That's all I want. That's all I want is clean bathrooms. Anywhere I go, I have an issue with public restrooms. And like, I need the bathroom to be clean, and Bucky's bathroom is just top notch. There's nothing even close anywhere else. Like, it's cleaner.
It's clean because they're paying the people who clean it like $70,000 a year.
Well, if they deserve it.
When I get fired from here, I'm going to go clean bathrooms at Bucky's, man.
Are you that good though? I mean, these are the best of the best there. Like,
I clean up mean bathroom, boy. I get in there and scrub all of the stains out the toilet.
All right. Well, they do that at Bucky's, and that to me is what was most impressive. I'm always looking for a clean bathroom. So Bucky's says I'm into it. Can't wait. The West Memphis one's coming. We got the other one north of Memphis coming very soon. We'll have some Bucky's close by in case your plumbing goes out at your house. Drive to Bucky's. All right. See, let's one of you lightning round on sports here. What?
All right. Let's do it.
Memphis losing to UAB. What? Give me some reactions. Give me something.
Upsetting, discouraging, but not the end of the season. They still, you go out there and you win out. That means you would own the tiebreaker against South Florida and Navy and East Carolina. Should East Carolina be good? And that means that you get in. Now, one of them will have to figure out the tiebreaker against North Texas. But if you go out there and you take care of business the rest of the way, you're where you want to be. Is it upsetting to not have game day? Like, yes, it is. But in the grand scheme of things, the goal isn't to get game day to come to your city. The goal is to win your conference and be in the CFP. That's the goal. So the goal is still there.
Yeah. We agree on that. Do you think Ryan Silverfield is the man for the moment right now at the University of Memphis?
I can't answer that. We're going to have to find out.
Is it this season is when you'll be able to answer at the end of the season?
It is right now. It is everything that happens from this point forward that matters. Yeah.
What about next Monday?
That matters, and that will let me know whether or not he is the man for the job.
Next Monday, you could answer that, right? I think we could answer that next Monday.
Yeah, game is.
We're still not going to answer for sure.
No,
there's a chance you could. Hopefully you can't answer it next Monday.
A loss, and you can answer it for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. A win is
there's
like,
a chance.
Okay.
All right, let's keep it going.
There's a chance.
Yeah, we got to get
this
to
this. Not very rapid fire, Kevin.
I know. Do you think Lane Kiffin would leave Ole Miss for Florida?
I don't think so. I wouldn't. But if Florida comes in with more money, why wouldn't he? Lane is also posing shirtless with hotties, so he's got it made in Oxford. I just don't know why he would leave for Florida.
So you don't think he would leave? Is there anything that surprised you from this else from the past weekend while you were driving, listening to the games, and your wife?
Oh, she was asleep.
She was asleep.
She was asleep. I was surprised by how good she could sleep in that car while I was doing all of the driving. The Florida State thing is wild to me, how they ended up beating Alabama, and then Mike Norvell squanders all of that goodwill by still losing games in conference and losing to bad teams in conference. Lost to Stanford this weekend, 0-9, their last nine against conference opponents. That's the thing that has surprised me for the past 2 weekends, but this past weekend against Stanford, that really blew my mind.
Do you think it's crazy that Memphis should consider bringing Norvell back when he gets fired?
No, but you got to find out if Silverfield is the man for the job. So as long as Silverfield wins, yeah, I think it would be crazy.
We've been wondering. We've been wondering for a long time.
Silverfield loses another one of these games, and yeah, no, it wouldn't be crazy to reach out and say, "Hey, Mike, it worked once. Why don't you come and make it work again?"
Oh, you're good. I'm glad I've got your support. Well, because one thing when I've been thinking about this is we've always had the question about Silverfield, whether or not he is the man for the job. But it didn't take long for us to believe in Mike Norvell being the man for the job. And it didn't take long for us to believe that Justin Fuente was the man for the job. And we still got a question mark of Brian Silverfield after how many seasons now?
Yeah, he inherited a different program, though. Like, we knew Fuente was the man for the job because, like, the team just wasn't abysmal making boneheaded mistakes in the way that he interacted with, somebody's just getting engaged out here on the plaza.
What? Right now?
He wasn't making...
Right now?
Right now.
Where are they getting engaged? At FedEx Forum in the plaza?
Yeah.
The plaza sponsor... Did they say yes?
It looks like they did.
Is it like a crowd of people or what's going on? Do they have
That was just two people. Dude got down on the knee and somebody took a picture.
Did you get one? Or are you gonna go over there and put them on the phone here?
I don't know them people like that. They might call the National Guard.
Well, you know,
somebody else is getting the picture. She might be getting a picture
of what?
One of the players. Is that Jaren? She's getting a picture of Jaren. They got the player flags up.
Oh, not himself. Jaren Jackson did not attend the live proposal here on the eve of the NBA season. But wait, so they're just out there on the plaza getting engaged at
now they're just walking around.
3:50 in the they're done now?
Yeah, they're just walking around now.
Look, see, like, who says stuff about downtown Memphis? It's the perfect place for an engagement. It's a great place. Beautiful spot.
Back on the Silverfield side of things real quick.
Yeah, we don't have much time.
He inherited a good program. Fuente inherited a bad program, and Norvell inherited a program on the rise. I think it's important to make that discrepancy when talking about when we knew this person was made for the job, because the expectations were different. Just win some with all Fuente has to do. Silverfield's expectations are, hey, win this damn conference and get us to the CFP, and that's a different set of expectations. So it might take a little bit of time for him to reach that type of goal. It's not enough to just get to a bowl game.
I mean, I have some expectations to have the coach say that they were out-coached. Like, do I need to say I want the coach to not admit that they were out-coached against a coach who has never coached before? Like, that's some expectations. I wouldn't be out-coached.
They think about those years before Fuente got here.
Okay,
right?
But I'm
before
saying...
Before Fuente got here. Like, and then compare the expectations. Like, it is... There are completely different expectations and a completely standard of football that is expected out of this Memphis program, and that's all I'm saying. So yes,
I see what
you're saying. I just don't want them to get out coached, but like that's not all you want. That's not all this fan base wants. Wants wins, wants results, want a conference championship and a trip to the CFP.
Yeah, all right, that's fair. CJ, we'll talk to you next week. Welcome back to Memphis.
Glad you're all right,
all right, that is CJ Hart with Grind City Media. We'll be right back. You're listening to 99 FM ESPN. Welcome back. It's been a wild day here today. Yes, it is time to tell your story. But Jeffrey will tell his story tomorrow on why he is not here today. It's been a wild day for Jeffrey and a wild couple hours here. So appreciate y'all bearing with us and hanging out with us here on the radio today with me and George. George, thank you very much. I want to thank CJ Hurt for joining us as well. I want to make sure you keep listening. Gabe Kuhn is coming up next here on 99 FM ESPN. Until then, I am Kevin Cerrito, and I will see you around the territory.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.